So if we get back to where the active trials are right now, the first trial is GOG-218. It looks at bevacizumab up front, and it's in three arms. The first arm is placebo straight through using carbopaclitaxel standard IV dosing. The second arm uses bevacizumab cycles 2 through 6 along with the standard dosing, followed by arms 1 and 2, 15 months of placebo. The third arm has bevacizumab with the chemo, followed by 15 months of bevacizumab. So the good news about this is that patients have the opportunity to have bevacizumab, which is a very promising agent, in their regimen. The difficult part of selling this particular trial is that you have a third chance of getting none of the study drug, and you have a two-thirds chance of not getting all the benefits of what we think would be also including a maintenance portion of it. So it's been enrolling...
Stage 3 and 4.
Let me just qualify that, because originally it was suboptimal only, and to try to speed enrollment, what they've done now, since we don't have a replacement for anything IP, is they've allowed gross optimal disease, meaning any disease that you can see, even though it's less than 1 centimeter, they would also be eligible. So this would be a frontline trial that would introduce bevacizumab as a potential third agent, if you will. But these patients, if they chose to go on trial, would not be able to get intraperitoneal chemotherapy up front.